one of the verses in today's reading. It's actually the first verse in today's reading, and it's something really, really nice that we don't hear a lot. It says, "In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit." And as I was thinking of the life of Jesus, I don't remember many times where we hear of Jesus rejoicing in the Spirit. We hear a lot of times when Jesus is upset about the sin that's happening in the world. We see a lot of times where Jesus is a bit sad about things that are happening. But it's very rare that we hear of Jesus rejoicing in his Spirit. And so I thought maybe we can contemplate together on what made Jesus rejoice in his Spirit and what we can do today to make Jesus rejoice in his Spirit. So if we understand the background to this story, what happened in the verses before this verse here is that Jesus sent out his 70 apostles and he told them to go and preach the lands that he was going to go and visit himself. And the apostles came back to him and told them, and they came back very happy and they told him, "We went and preached this land." And this is the context of when Jesus was rejoicing in his Spirit. And so we see three things that made Jesus rejoice in his Spirit, and these are three things that we can continue to do today to make Jesus rejoice in his Spirit. The first thing is the preaching itself. Jesus rejoiced in his Spirit that people were preaching his name. He was very happy that the Word of God was spreading and that the apostles were able to preach to everyone about the name of Jesus. And the same thing applies to us today. Nothing makes Jesus happier than us preaching his name. Nothing makes him happier than us bringing people back to him. It says somewhere in one of the Gospels that every time a sinner returns from the error of his way, there is a party in heaven. And this party is something beautiful and something that makes Jesus rejoice in his Spirit. The question comes to us today, do we try and preach God's name? Do we try and bring sinners back to Jesus so that he can be happy in heaven? It starts off with us at home. Do I try and preach Jesus at my house? Do I try and be a good example to the people around me of what a Christian person is supposed to be? At work, am I a good example for Christianity? Do I preach God's name in my actions, in what I do, in the way I think, the way I speak? This makes Jesus rejoice in his heart when his name is preached, when people return back to him. The second thing that was really nice and that made Jesus rejoice in the Spirit is that the apostles came back and they told him, "Lord, even the demons were subject to us. Even the demons were subject to us." And Jesus says that he saw Satan fall from heaven, and Satan was under the power of the apostles. And that's the second thing that made Jesus rejoice in his Spirit, that his apostles were able to conquer Satan. And that's the second thing that we can do in our lives that can make Jesus rejoice in his Spirit. When we fight against Satan and when we conquer Satan. In our lives, Satan is very alive and he's very dangerous in the way that he attacks us. And the question comes to us is, are we able to fight Satan? We're reading the psalm today. It says, "You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot." So Jesus gave us the power to fight Satan. He gave us the ability to conquer Satan. So Jesus loves it and he rejoices in his Spirit when he sees us fight Satan. So the question comes to us today, how diligent am I in my battle against Satan? Am I the type of person who allows Satan to enter my heart and to plant little seeds in my heart of sin that grows and grows and leads me to more sin? Or am I very conscious of Satan and I stop him from coming in? St. Peter talks about Satan as if he's a roaring lion and he's looking around for prey to devour. But what we don't understand is, or what we often forget, is that we have the power over Satan. Jesus said that we can trample underfoot serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So Jesus gave us power over Satan. Satan is stuck in a little cage and he can't do anything to us unless we invite him in. So Jesus is happy and Jesus rejoices in his Spirit when we are very aware of Satan's traps and we are very we're very diligent in the way that we fight against Satan. The third thing that made Jesus rejoice in his Spirit was that he told the apostles, "Rejoice that your names are written in the book of life." And that's the third thing, and that's the most important thing for us as well today. We need to always make Jesus rejoice in his Spirit by our names being written in heaven. Jesus doesn't want anything more than us going to heaven and to be with him in heaven. And that's something that makes Jesus rejoice in his spirit. And the question comes to us, how important is it to me that my name is written in the book of life? Is that something that I think about every day or every week or every month? Do I think about whether or not my name is written in heaven? Is it something that I care about and something that I strive about? I think today also in the Pauline epistle we read about, St. Paul spoke about the kingdom of heaven as if an athlete running for a race, and he's looking for the medal, the gold medal race. And he trains a lot for this race, and he strives a lot to win the reward of the race. How about me? Am I like that? Do I strive to enter the kingdom of heaven? Do I really care about the kingdom of heaven? Is it something important to me? Because if it's not, then there's something wrong. If it is, that's something that makes Jesus rejoice in his spirit. So I felt today that it's such a beautiful, beautiful verse that Jesus rejoiced in his spirit. And it's something that I should always want to do. Just like when I really love someone here, when I love someone and I want to make him happy, I want to make him rejoice in their spirit. So I need to have that same sort of desire for Jesus. I want to put a smile on Jesus' face. Every day I want to think before I sleep today, I put a smile on Jesus' face. I made him rejoice in his spirit. And we're told about three ways that we can do this. The first way is by preaching his name, by being a good example to him. The second way is by conquering Satan and by fighting against Satan. And the last way is to be sure that our names are written in the book of life. Glory be to God for a moment.